Welcome to the instruction on mindful walking. Starting in a place where you can walk back and forth without feeling concerned about people seeing you, wondering what you're doing. So you feel safe and comfortable. This might be inside or outside. And the length of your walk, one direction, maybe 5 paces, 10 paces, could be longer. The shortest may be about the length of a yoga mat. And begin by standing at one end of your walk with your feet parallel to each other, about 4 to 6 inches apart. Feeling very stable and grounded on your feet, but making sure your knees are unlocked so they can flex gently. In this posture, your knees are over your ankles, your hips over your knees, your shoulders over your hips. So fully aligned, and allow your arms to hang loosely by your side. Or you may choose to hold your hands together in front or behind your back. In this meditation, we don't close our eyes, although that may be something you choose to experiment with at some point in walking meditation. You just want to direct your gaze softly and straight ahead, starting before movement by just bringing the focus of your attention to the bottoms of your feet, getting direct physical sense of that contact with your feet on the ground, the weight of your body being transmitted through your legs, feet into the earth. You may even want to flex your knees slightly a few times just to feel that sensation, feel the solidity under your feet. And when you are ready, transfer the weight of your body to the right leg, noticing the changing physical sensations in your legs and feet as the left leg empties and the right leg really takes over the full support of the body. With this left leg empty now, allow your heel to rise slowly from the floor, noticing sensations in the calf muscles as you do. Allowing the whole of the left foot to lift gently until only your toes are in contact with the floor, and tune into this physical sensation of the feet and the legs slowly lifting, moving, placing the foot, the heel, and then the ball, and then the toes of the foot on the mat. Allow the left foot to fully make contact as you transfer the weight now of the body into the left leg and foot. And feel this emptying now of the right leg, and instinctively, really without your involvement, that right heel starts to leave the earth. And now, with the weight fully transferred into the left leg, allow the entire right foot to lift, to move, and then again to place the heel, the ball of the foot, the toes. And be aware of the shifting pattern of physical sensations. The body knows now to fill up that right side. It knows this pattern of movement so well. And that's what we do in this walking meditation, is deconstructing this fairly complex process that the body just does on automatic pilot, requiring very little from us, not even our attention. So now we will move in this way slowly from one end of your walk to the other, bringing particular attention to the sensations of the bottom of your feet, heels as they make contact with the floor, the sensations in the muscles of your legs as they move. You're not trying to get anywhere or even experience anything in particular. You're just taking in what's on offer to be noticed. Just like in sitting meditation, the mind will choose to become involved at some point. Have something to say, perhaps, about this walking meditation. You like it, you don't like it. Perhaps about what's coming next or what just happened before. And as you know how to do now, we note, oh, distraction, where's the mind? Noting what it's doing, and we congratulate ourselves. Because we know if we are aware that we're in the thinking, we also know that we are not in the sensation, and we have that choice point. Here it is. And so we congratulate ourselves for the awareness. And because this is what we're doing now, we make that choice to bring the attention, for however long it will stay, back to the physical sensations of walking. Lift, move, place, shift, lift. Move, place, shift. Lift, move, place, shift. If at any point you want to just come into standing, you can do that. You might find if your mind feels quite frenetic and not settling, maybe just bring the attention to the feet planted solidly on the ground and the awareness in the breath, wherever you feel the breath. Find that place where the breath in the body is being known. And allow the awareness to rest here. If you haven't paused, that's totally fine to keep with a walking meditation. You can experiment with the pace of the meditation, walking a little faster, walking a little slower, continuing to tune in to the felt experience in skin, the bones, the tendons, the muscles. And if you did pause, you can resume at any point. If you continue to find the mind not settling, particularly with pausing, you may want to experiment actually with a quicker walk this time or in the future. You could just start. Begin walking fast with awareness. You may find that the mind naturally slows and settles. So too can the body slow and settle into a slower, more deliberate pace. And how is it now? Where is the attention now? Remembering that wherever it is okay. It's knowing where it is at any given moment. That's what we're striving for. And knowing that you have the agency to notice where the attention is and to gently, compassionately escort it to where you would like to rest the attention at this time in the walking meditation. This walking to experience, this miracle of walking is a real gift and unusual for us. Even if we go on a walk to get nowhere but right back to where we started, there's still some purpose there. There's still the destination is that particular journey traveled. So what's it like to just walk? For walking's sake, for noticing this walking, no destination, not trying to get anywhere or do anything, but with the mind of a toddler, just learning this. What is this experience of walking? And might you be able to bring this same kind of awareness to everyday experiences of walking? Might you be able to drop in, if only for a moment, as you are walking to or from your car, to or from the train, this awareness, capacity to drop into sensation you carry with you. And you may choose to stop the walking meditation now. Or continuing on for a few minutes and stop when you should, when that feels right in your body. Thank you for your practice.